Well, I believe the expectations of the leaders of the peoples of the Niger Delta will be to know what the president has in stock for them. What is he putting on the table to enable them decide whether things will move forward or not. I'm sure the people are going to expect that the question of controlling a greater share of the resources from their land will be put on the table, among other issues that border on the development of the region.
Is there a consensus among the people of Niger Delta that the president is making concrete steps in resolving the instability in that region so far?
Consensus, I do not know, but people are feeling that he should be given a chance. And there are people who are still skeptics that nothing will come out of it. But basically, a good number of the people are feeling that President Yar'Adua should be given a chance to put his own cards on the table as to what is the situation, his solution to the problems of the peoples of the Niger Delta region.
One of the leaders that you represent, Tom, seemed to have embraced the amnesty deal. How is this deal playing so far in the Niger Delta?
So far, much concrete discussions and debates have not taken place. He has had opportunity of meeting Mr. President twice, and the concrete issues will be hammered out today in the meeting. I do know as a fact that the expectations are quite high on their own part, and it is going. The expectations is full of several baskets of what they expect that the president is going to do for the peoples of the Niger Delta. Addressing the issues of environmental degradation, addressing the issues of resource control, addressing the issues of good governance in the region, addressing the issues of improving the standard of living and job creation. All these things are part of the whole package, which I'm sure that everybody will be expecting today in the meeting.
Some critics of the Ogoni people or people living in the Niger Delta is that previous government seem to have pumped in a lot of money in transforming the area, but the people seem not to be satisfied, hence the instability in the area. What is your reaction to such statements?
I wouldn't know how much money they think that has been put in so far, because if you may remember, all the period during the military regime, the percentage of the resource that was gotten from their area that was put into the area was about 1.5%, which was later increased to 3%. Since the civilian regime, the maximum they have gotten by way of derivation is just still 13%. And if you go to the area, you will find out that what it costs to build 10 kilometers of road in the Niger Delta, you might use to build about 100 kilometers of road in the north because of their peculiar terrain. And most of the areas, for you to connect the communities, you're going to have to build bridges, because it's all Delta region with a lot of water. So you're going to have to build a lot of bridges if you intend to connect one community to the other, do quite a massive amount of dredging. So in terms of the amount of money that has been pumped into the area, the maximum has been 13% of the resource gotten from their land. So why can't they get 50%? But keeping that aside, the other question is that the government has failed both from the national through to the states. So you can't blame it directly on the people of the Niger Delta, because the electoral system, which everybody has complained about in the country, that has created the situation where you have the margins of puppets who come to siphon fund, is such that in the Niger Delta, they have not had genuine people emerge through the electoral process who have served the interests of the people, like in the rest of the country. So you can't blame them for the kind of leaders they have. You rather blame the electoral system, which throws up the kind of system, the kind of leaders they have. And these leaders end up siphoning the fund that would have also been used, even though I do not think that the fund that has been put in the area is already good enough.
There's also a school of thought that claims that the resources in the Niger Delta are for the common good of all Nigerians and not necessarily that of the people living there alone, and such that enough percentage has been awarded to the Niger Delta people, so the rest should be maintained, as it were. What do you say to that?
I do not agree with that at all. I do not see why 50% of what is gotten cannot go back to them, while the rest 50% can go to the rest of the country. Because that was the situation before 1970. All this scenario where you have 100% of the resource now taken over by the Nigerian state started around the period of the military regime, where you have a unitary system of government. We have a federal system of government. So why can't they have their resources and control 50% of it and let the Nigerian state that they love have the remaining 50% of it?